Let's go.
Okay.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Link.
Link. You guys, like right now, I am so pissed off. I don't mean to start the show out this way.
She's real pissed.
First, it's episode 645. You're listening to Foul Monkeys, recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
Yes, honey.
Today is a beautiful day.
Get into
it. It's like the perfect day. Like, this would be the kind of day that if it was like this every day in Chicago, there would be 800 people murdered today. Right?
That doesn't mean that 800 people are not going to get murdered today.
Right. So the reason I'm mad is, you guys, how much do we hate when the fucking internet doesn't work? Just work. Why is it a problem?
It's still running rapidly slow.
Yeah. Every time they send a truck out here, like someone moves in or something, it like fucks up everybody's internet. I don't know what the hell they're doing. The last time someone was out here, it was what is the other cable company? What's the main one?
There's Comcast. Yeah,
Comcast sent somebody out here. Comcast. Didn't know what the hell they were doing, and then they switched our internet over to Comcast, and we couldn't log in to anything. We're like, what the fuck is going on? So we call RCN, and they're like, yeah, you're running like on Comcast. Like, so they had to resend somebody out here because, you know, Tony was on the phone.
Oh,
he was
a mad Mexican.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? He said, I don't want the person that came out here. I want somebody in an RCN truck. I don't want a contractor. I want to see an RCN badge. I want to see title manager.
Oh, I mean, he would be the one to say that.
Yeah. He had his to your manager hair on.
Yeah.
But you guys, I hate when like utilities just don't fucking work.
Don't
hate
work.
That. It's so don't first work. World problem though.
It's so
I mean, it's hashtag first world problems.
Hashtag first so world problems.
We're over that now. we're going to move beyond.
We're going to move to another topic. So, yeah. So my little doggy, my little chihuahua.
Your moochie moot.
My little Koobies. He had to get 9 teeth. 9 teeth. 9.
9 teeth.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Teeth.
Teeth pulled today. Among the 6 that he already had pulled. So he now has 15 teeth missing. Because apparently he has inherited the Robledo bad teeth karma. So, yeah. So he's got... Poor little guy. He's just got horrible teeth.
He doesn't even have a big old mouth. No. So he can't. He can't.
Tell me why the vet, when she was like checking him out, she's like, oh, I could see in his eyes he looks like he's going to snap. So I'm going to put a muzzle on him. The muzzle was like this big.
It was like you guys, an inch long. Roger held up his finger. It was like the size of a dime.
Yeah. Like, you know, and it's fine because he
doesn't even bite hard.
No, but he is a little sketchy when it comes to like if he feels threatened. He is a little sketchy, and she was touching his like gum area, and you could tell he was really
bitch,
sensitive.
Don't touch my gums.
Right, he was a little. Well, she was like, you know, she's like I told you guys last time. She's like, if I don't pull his, you know, she's like, if I don't clean his teeth, you know, he could, you know, especially now that his gums are bleeding, you could tell that they're swollen. He's like, if we don't clean his teeth today, he could potentially get an abscess, and it'll go like in his on the upper
they
part
could
of his
die
cheek.
From that.
Yeah. Of course. Well, I'm like, not going to be like...
Humans can die from that too.
Of course. So I was like, well, we have to do it. Can't do it. I can't not do it.
Right.
So they whisked his little booty away and...
That's like with IV surgery. They're like... Mm. And I'm like... Mm. Right. And they're like...
Can't help you. No,
we need to see the cash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's...
I mean,
so
you guys, you'll do anything for your pet if you can. I mean, if it's...
Oh, I've already had the conversation with him. I said, you better not fucking break a leg, die on me. Don't get sick, break a leg, or need some sort of surgery because I'm putting your ass to
sleep. And don't be dying for at least 15 more years. I need to get my money's worth.
Right, exactly. I had that. I paid $700 for that little motherfucker. I'm getting his money's worth now. If anything, he should be
parading. That's why you don't pay bunches of money for a dog. You pay $65 at the animal shelter.
Yeah, but that's also, I'm not money bags. At the time I was, or I thought I was. Mm-hmm. But yes, I would never pay that much money anymore for a dog like that.
Even you better though, not, because like, I can't be your friend if you do.
If I want a French bulldog, but those...
$8,000.
Oh my God, they're so expensive. And I just feel like, because I've looked at like, you know, getting one from like the shelter or something. Mm. And, you know, because they're popular dogs, they're really cute dogs. They're kind of like Chihuahuas. They're a lot of the times Chihuahuas, even though there's an abundance of them, they're always like mixed or they're always mm-hmm. like something's wrong with them, which is fine. Like, you know, I just don't have the money to take care of. Like, I would love to have like a dog that if it has a disability, like, because I think those dogs need to get, you know, they need to go to a good home too. And, you know, sometimes that doesn't
happen. Some fosters, if you get it from a foster, they'll pay for the medical if you take the dog in.
Yeah. Luckily enough, both my little Soleil and Kuba, they're very healthy. I mean, with the exception of Kuba's teeth, and Soleil has she had a puppy hernia when her oh, mother
poor thing.
Birthed her. I guess I guess she gave her like a hernia. I don't know how that happens, but
it probably happens when the umbilical cord's being removed. It probably pulled.
Yeah, because she had a very, very, very small. Now it's just like probably no bigger than a dime size. Like mm-hmm. it's really small. But the vet's always like, you know, we'll just keep an eye on it. It doesn't hurt her, because like when I took her to the vet the first time to get her shots and to get her all that shit, she was like, oh, you know, it's not dangerous for them. Like, she'll be fine. You know, we'll keep monitoring it as she grows. And if it gets any bigger, then we'll decide if we want to do surgery. She's like, but for right now, she's like, it's fine. So they're both healthy. Kuba lost a pound and a couple ounces. And Soleil is, I think, the same weight. So they're good. Just, oh my God, when I see that vet bill.
I have two dogs. And I thought it was a good idea to have them on the same schedule, but now I'm kind of like, maybe we should have them on off years. Because last time when I took them just to get their shots, to get blood work, to check their poop for anything, they're a heartworm medication and their flea tick medication for 6 months. Because you really don't need that stuff here in the winter time, because right. they just don't go outside and that stuff doesn't live.
Right.
But it was over $600.
Well, and like I'm generally, so you pay $600 every time you take them? Like
every year. If right, there's you only something take, else wrong.
That's then, outside, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, see, and I only take them every year. Like, because, mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, you know, the vet was like, they're pretty healthy. Like the last time that Kuba was there, she was like, oh, he's perfectly healthy. Like there's nothing wrong with him except his teeth. And, you know, and as your dogs, they're very well fed. So I wouldn't expect, and they don't go outside. You know, they're in-house dogs. Even though now I think I'm going to have to start walking Soleil because her nails are so like, the quick is very long.
All you have to do is walk her up and down the block a couple times.
Yeah. And that's what she said. Just do it. Just walk her for a couple weeks like that. And she'll like eventually scratch her nails down and the quick will eventually recede. So you'll be able to cut her nails, but it's just
having animals is expensive.
It is expensive. It's
but it's joy.
It's expensive.
Pure joy.
Yes, it's expensive
and
when
you get to wear crazy shirts like this.
I know. So Ricky has a shirt on that says that has a little like golden retriever on it, and it says, "Sorry, I can't. I have plans with my dog." It's very cute. Very cute. You'll have to put a picture of that. So the other bad news is, I didn't tell you this because we haven't talked in that much during the week, but so I thought on Wednesday that when I was parking my car, I thought that I had cleared the wall to go ahead and park my car in a spot that was next door to here's the spot and then it's the wall for the building. Mm-hmm. And I did kind of like a 360. Yeah, scratched the entire bumper. So now I have this huge, like, it's not that bad, but it's bad enough where I was like, oh my God! Oh my God!
Why did the deaf dog get up?
I know. I think she secretly hears. I was so mad at myself because, of course, like,
and it's like, right. What makes you so mad is because it's something so preventable. Like,
right, you could have prevented. Well, and you know what the worst part about it is? Yeah, I told myself, I'm like, no, you probably can't clear it, so maybe you should reverse. And no, I still kept going. And then my friend Jules and I heard, and I was like, oh, and I was like, shit. And sure enough, as because I kept going, because obviously at this point, what difference does it make? It wasn't that bad.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture. It wasn't that bad, but when I called to get an estimate, they were like, yeah, you're going to need to replace the entire bumper, so it's going to be about $850. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I think I sent it to your computer by accident.
All right. I'll take a look at it here.
Ugh, I was so mad. I was like, fuck, it's not a lot. Like, you, it's not that big, and the picture makes it look worse because it's...
Oh, that's not bad. I wouldn't even worry about having that fixed until you, like, get hit.
Or yeah. Something. Well, I went to go get estimates, and then I'm getting another estimate.
Was it Jules with you?
Yeah.
I love that you can see her in the picture. She's like...
Yeah, she was like, oh, you know. So I thought, well, maybe I can just, like, put touch-up paint to kind of at least cover a little bit. But mm-hmm. I think I would need more touch-up paint than the little bottle has. But anyway, God, so I'm gonna get another estimate on Tuesday to see if maybe they could do it a little cheaper. But if it's just going to be around the same amount.
Did you check to see if it's aftermarket?
Well,
like, aftermarket will be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, but the problem with aftermarket is that I would have to register that if I were to sell the car, because it's not a Mazda. I mean, it could probably be a Mazda, but...
Well, no matter what you put on your car, even if it's Mazda parts, it's still going to be put on the car report for when it's sold. They're going to know. It doesn't matter what you put on it. It automatically gets...
Not... Really?
Yeah.
On any car?
Because, you know, our Toyota is, like, fucking cursed. It's, like, the worst car ever. No, it's a good car. It's just cursed.
Right.
It's been in a lot of accidents, and we've had to, like, repair things. And Every repair, when you run the car report, it shows every repair.
What is it? Carfax?
Carfax.
Yeah.
It shows everything that's ever been replaced. So it doesn't matter if it's after or before.
Or a new one.
Nissan parts or whatever car you have, it still gets reported on Carfax.
Well, you know, the good thing is that it's just a scratch, so it's not that bad of a deal. Like, it's not like I had an accident and it fucked up the...
But that's a lot easier to accept if you have to replace it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. At least, because then I could be like, go on ahead. Let me make a claim, because I called my sister up and she's like, your deductible's $500. Yeah. I'm like, well, that's no... I'm not going to do it, because what's the point? Like, it just...
How much is it to replace it? How much?
$800.
That's I would still just do $500. I mean, if you were going to get it fixed...
Then it's like, I'm going to have to put $300. I'm going to have to claim $300 on my credit report, on my insurance. And that's going to hike up my, it's not, yeah. But it's going to hike up my insurance.
No, I mean, it's not a lot. It's not worth your insurance going up.
Right. And right now my insurance is like $115. So it's like, it's really cheap. I don't even go there. Motherfucker.
It always pays to have a senior citizen on your,
I do. I have you my mother on there.
You need to get your ass back down to Fort Lauderdale.
Right, and find me one at Tropics.
Go to Tropics and find you a man.
No, but I do. My mom's on there, but my sister said that I can't reap the benefit of her as being, like...
Because she's not married.
No. It's not because she's not a senior citizen. I don't necessarily reap the benefit of her being older, because that's not her, like, main car. That's why.
Right.
With American Family, that's how it works. So if you can have several cars under one house, but your main car, if you are the older person, has the most discounts.
Right.
Like, everything else is, I mean, you'll get discounts from, like, the house and, you know, apartment or whatever, but you're not going to reap the benefit of that.
I think if you're married, though, it's different.
I think so, too. But you know what? At this point, who the fuck am I going to marry? A ghost?
Look, let's be positive. You will marry someone one day.
When I'm fucking decrepit and 80?
Well, that's someday. That might be next year.
With all the shit that's going on right now, I feel like I'm being like I'm going from 37 to 80.
Well, we did a positive thing. You switched up your profile, so that's good, right? You're probably getting maybe a couple more hits.
Oh God, no, so. not really, not any more than I did before. But that's fine, whatever.
So I'm trying to think what else. So, I was going to talk about something else, but if you know a topic, right, go ahead.
Because
I think we're only going to do one show today.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I tweeted out that we're doing several shows and maybe a car cast.
Retweeted.
Yeah. And here we are.
15 minutes in, like, we're done.
So anyway, so that's been going on. Anything else?
I got my new phone.
Oh, yes.
I can talk about that.
Yes.
It's cute. It's been, you know, I have a black one now, and it's been forever since I had a big black one.
Yeah.
I mean, just ages.
Well, no, you had a big black one come out of you, but it's not the kind of you can go back in and out. A big
brown one comes out every morning. Ew. And sometimes in the night.
Oh.
Actually, I've had a white...
Wait, are we still talking about Tony?
I actually have had a white phone ever since the 3GS. Like, when they first introduced the white phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I've only had white phones since then. Last year, I wanted the grit slate, the space gray. Mm. But remember, the computer system was all jacked up, and I couldn't get the one I wanted, so I ended up getting the silver one, which is fine.
Right, and then when we tried to change it at the store in Vegas, they were like, well, we don't have any more.
Not that easy.
Not that easy.
And then the AT&T rep, remember? She was just a joy. Oh my gosh, she's a
fucking bitch.
So this year...
I had to step in on that one. As you guys have heard from the last year's podcast, when we got the new phones, mm-hmm. I mean... You could tell Ricky was starting to get a little angry, but he wasn't doing a goddamn thing.
I wasn't ready to blow up yet.
Mama stepped in and got shit done. I
know what she was going to do right now. Right.
I channeled in that Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And like that, she switched everything over.
So yeah, it's good. It's faster. The camera is pretty good. Oh, we should do Periscope.
So I have a question because they were saying that the front camera go, what's the pixel? Is it 8 pixel now?
It's 5.
I see.
And the back is 12.
Yeah, the back is 12. But isn't it like a virtual, not virtual, but like, is it a true 12 pixel or is it more of like a, is it a true pixel? You know what
it's
I'm talking
about,
right?
It's 12 pixels.
Because I mean, like some of them have like the, it's more of like, like the program helps it out. Like,
yeah. I don't
like a software more so than anything.
I don't know. I mean, it's 12 pixels. I can definitely tell the selfies are a lot better.
Oh, really?
With this camera than they are with the other one. Because the other one's like only like 1.2 pixels or something. Got Say it. Hi to Terry.
Hi, Terry. Is it Terry from Texas?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hi. Yes.
Hi. We're recording a show right now.
Hi.
Let's see if we get called a fag because we did
last time.
Last time
we did get called
last a fag. Last time we did get called that.
You know, that person was real classy.
Hi from Rogers Park, everyone. This is Ricky.
And this is Roger.
Terry says hello. We're getting all kinds of stars right now.
Yay.
Look, there's my babies. Yay. So we're recording a show right now where we're just talking about the iPhone, and I was like, oh, let's do a Periscope real quick.
So what is one thing that you dislike so far that you've noticed?
There's nothing I dislike.
Okay.
The thing that I really love is, he said, howdy.
Howdy.
Get it right. Hi, Kauai XO. I'm not for sure how to say that.
XO.
hi. The one thing I love is the Touch ID. It is so fucking fast. Like, all you do is touch the button now, and it just starts.
Cult of Mac, on their podcast, they were talking about how, like, you could be 6 feet away, and the phone still, like, opens up. It's, like,
it's
that fast
totally
and
ridiculous.
Good.
It's so ridiculous. Hey, we got 7 people watching. 6
What
people.
Up, 7 people?
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
I'm going to say hello again. Here, hold it. No, you know what? I don't want my full body to show, so we're going to leave
go
now.
Just a smidge right here. There you go.
Are we good?
Yeah.
All right, and we're just recording this really quick just
There's
to say hi.
People. Hi.
Are we getting any hearts? We need some hearts, people.
No, but someone just, Rick01 came in.
Hi, Rick01. Wow, you read a lot. Like, you can see far.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna get out of here. So peace. We love you guys. Bye. Ooh, what were you doing? Were you eating a vagina? Those aren't vaginas. Ew. All right. How do you turn this thing off? Let's see. There we go.
Anyways.
Oh, we had 21 people show up.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. So I love the phone.
I'm going to step away for just a second because I have to check the
laundry. Let me pause this. And we're back. So yeah, the phone's good. The thing, it's a little heavier than the first one, and you can tell. But the good thing is that it fits my my old
cases. Can I see? So. Can I feel it?
Do you want to feel it without the case?
Yeah, sure. Because the case will add a little weight. I can't upgrade until April, unfortunately. But by that point, I'm just gonna wait for the 17. Right.
The 17.
Yeah, you really can't tell. I mean,
you can tell a difference.
Really?
I think so. Let me see. Yeah. Take.
Let me get my special iPhone.
Oh. You guys, I think the rose gold one would have been nice if they would have done it with a black front instead of a white one. I think it still would have looked nice.
You think so?
Yeah.
I honestly, like, you can tell. You can't really tell.
It's like 15 pounds heavier.
It's not a fucking brick. I will tell you, though, that I do like the space gray, but I see pictures of the rose gold, and it looks nice. I am in love. I hate gold, but lately, I've been into a little rose gold, and I'm like...
It's because you're Indian? You have your Indian tan.
Yeah, so I can't upgrade, unfortunately, until April, I could upgrade now, but I'd have to pay an extra
five
fee.
It's only 5 months for the 7, so
and right well, and so I'm just gonna wait it out, and yeah, which is fine. I don't need to be, but I was hearing that people were having problems getting the Apple credit.
Mm-hmm. I was reading online, people were pissed.
But I mean,
they're like, I have perfect credit, why isn't this working?
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. But you know what, though? Like, what I've learned over the last couple, months of, reading, I've been trying to make sure that my credit is as clean as possible. I'm still trying to get rid of those student loans, and they just won't disappear.
Mine won't disappear either, and I make a monthly payment.
Yeah. Mine will never disappear. They're stuck with me like glue. But anyway, so I've been trying to make sure that nothing appears on my credit that mm-hmm. doesn't need to be on there, and just kind of making sure that it's clean and accurate as possible.
Accurate.
And I forgot where I was going with that. Shit.
Apple Care or the Apple thing?
Oh.
You're reading
about I was reading about that. And so I was I thought I don't want to actually apply for more credit mm-hmm. because even... What I don't understand is, so essentially it's a loan that they give you.
Right.
But so how are you able to exchange it the following year? So that's what I don't understand.
It's always
going to
be the same thing. It's like the AT&T Next plan. You're kind of leasing the phone.
Right. But what I don't understand is, okay, so let's say you get the phone
mm-hmm.
and then you wait a year, but what happens to the remainder of the money that's on that loan?
They just start a new one.
Doesn't that seem sort of stupid?
You're like on a... It's the same thing with AT&T. You're on a constant... You're leasing the phone per month, basically.
Oh, I guess maybe so that if you don't exchange, they're still charging you that.
And once you pay that off, it's yours.
Right. Yeah. I just feel like it's so silly because, I mean, well, maybe... I don't know. Anyways, I just... With wanting to clean my credit and everything, I just, it's... That would be the, embarrassment to walk into a store and be like, I want this phone, and then they don't approve me.
Right. And then one person I read said it put 4 hard inquiries onto their credit report.
Oh shit.
Because
really?
It wouldn't go through, and it kept trying. They did it 4 times, and it put a hard inquiry each
They
time.
Actually could dispute that, and they could actually, what they could do is, I don't think that's true, because when you do so for example when they're checking your credit for a car, they could check your car a couple times with the same one. So you can see for example, Chase checks 2 mm-hmm. or 3 times, but then you see that there's another bank and there's another bank. So when you're looking for a car, they actually don't all hit, they don't affect your score as if you went in there one day and then went back 2 days later and then went back 2 days later and then went back 2 days. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't hit you the same way. And the same thing with mortgages. So, like, when you're applying for a mortgage, it doesn't, not all the inquiries will hit your credit score as if they were individual. Mm-hmm. It'll just hit you as one because they know that.
I don't know. That's what they were complaining about because they saw it, I guess. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe it's something that comes off. I'm not for sure. Like, once they review it and they see, oh, this is four times from the same place,
right?
Then, you know, maybe they'll just.
I don't think it hits their car. I really don't think it hits their account, like, or their credit, like, four individual times. I think it just looks like they checked it four times, but it doesn't. The score will only go down like if it was just one.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, so I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna wait and I'll wait it out. And I think with the way that it seems like AT&T, they're moving everyone over to the next plan, so it's no longer like. I mean, I think this will probably be the last year that you have the option of having a 2-year contract. But I think starting with the next phones, you no longer have that option.
Well, it's been like that around the world forever. Like the United States was really the only ones that did the 2-year contracts and
such. Meaning the next plan type of.
Well, just you would. In other countries, you just pay full price for the phone.
Right.
The full price. It's not like.
Can you imagine? Which
you basically do that in the United States. You just do it through your phone bill. It's kind of the same thing because your phone bill is higher.
Yeah, but my phone bill never went up when I switched over for.
Because it was subsidized. I know, but what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying for the next plan.
No, I'm saying is they charge you the amount they charge you because of the subsidy. So that's why if you bring your own phone, they're like, so they can make up for the difference. They're like, oh, instead of a $25 discount, you're only getting $15 instead. That kind of thing.
Right, right, right. That makes sense.
Which I think cell phone service is like ridiculously expensive.
Ridiculously expensive.
And no one talks on the phone. So I don't even know why you even have that option anymore. Why can't I just have data?
Well, no, because I think you do need to actually be on the phone for a minute.
Ew.
With certain things.
If it's important, I'll call from my work phone.
Oh, okay. Be like your other coworker.
Oh, girl. Don't even. Crazy. I'm not even going to talk about that. But I'm trying to think of. Today I went to Brad and Waylon's baby's first birthday, Watson. He's 1 year old today.
1 year old.
So it was cute. They had like a cute theme and everything. A lot of adults there.
You mean but an adult party?
It was pretty much, I mean, the first birthday party for any baby, no matter what, is for the parents right. and for the adults.
Right.
It's the never baby like for couldn't the baby. Care less.
The baby's probably like annoyed that everyone's yeah, there get picking them up.
Me.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
But they put the little cake in front of him. He was like, no.
Did they have what is that called? The messy cake and then
the smash cake.
The smash cake.
I didn't see a cake for everyone else, so they may have had it inside.
Okay.
Because it was all outside in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
So it was at one of their friends' houses. So it was nice.
Yeah. That's because we, like, when we celebrated my friends, their twins' birthday, that's the same thing that, like, we had a smash cake for them. And. We cut that in half and then split it among because it was right. only like the their actual birthday. We did that. There was only like four or five of us. So we split that little cake in half and then gave because there's no so reason interested. They're like the little girl. Well, one of them was like marshmallow. My favorite. She was like she didn't know what to do. And so like we took her hand and like and she was just like. And then eventually they kind of got into it.
They did that to Watson and they stuck his hands in it and then he cried.
Yeah.
And then they gave him a piece of the frosting. He was like he just looked away and then he cried.
Yeah.
So he was like not interested.
No. And
it was a cute theme though. I liked it.
What was the theme?
Like monsters.
Oh, like so Monsters like, Inc. or monsters yeah, in general?
Like you ate one of the Rice Krispie treats. Oh, like
Cookie Monster and all that. Yeah. The Rice Krispie treat was really, really good. Yeah. The same, you know, it was kind of the same thing for them. Like they were so uninterested and you know, like, They'd follow that up with a more bigger party where more adults came. Some kids were there, and so like they celebrated with the kids and stuff, and that was a little bit more, you know.
I was telling Lauren, you know, Lauren. I was like, you know, I'm kind of surprised how many kids are here. I thought it was going to be more like a circuit party.
Were there a lot of kids there?
I think there were like 6 or 7 kids. They were all babies too. So
that's
like a gay couple showed up and they had 2 babies. I'm like one of them was like 1.5 years and the other one was only 8 months old. And I was like,
Wow. Did you know who it was?
You know, they have friends there that I don't know. So.
Oh, okay. I wonder, because there's not I shouldn't say there's not a lot of people. Were they both boys, or was it a boy and a girl?
Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl, yeah. Because there's not a lot of gay couples that, like, the gay couples that I know that have kids, like, you know who has kids, if that makes sense. Like, right. You know who
not,
has kids.
Not as many gay people have children, so right. Therefore so, you know no, in the community.
Especially when you are gay and you have kids, you, like, you connect to all of them, because right. It's like they're all going through the same thing, so that's kind of fun.
No. So it was fun. The sun was a little bright for me, but the day was perfect. It feels wonderful today.
Yeah, it was a scotch hot in the morning, because like I walked outside and I was like sweating like a horn hot. Shirt.
It was 61.
That's a scotch hot. I need it to be 35.
Not that cold yet.
I need to walk outside in like a t-shirt and jeans, and everybody is bundled up like it's
and they're like, you're crazy.
Right. No, it's Chicago.
Right. Everyone else is like, they look like they're from Florida,
right?
Because they're here. And you're like, it's 2 degrees outside. Why do you guys have a coat on?
Like, why you tripping, boo? It's only 2 degrees outside.
I don't like to, like, I know we probably talked about this on the show before, but I fucking hate wearing big coats. Because you can't sit down in them.
Oh my God.
Like, you get in your car and it puffs up past your shoulders. And when you try to change lanes, you're like,
not only that, but then you're seriously like 1,000 degrees hotter.
Right.
Like, I get that you're supposed to stay warm because your appendages, you don't want them to like freeze off. Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
you're like, is it really worth it?
I'm like, well, you know me. Like, I don't wear a big jacket. Like, I wear like this little thin quilted jacket or a sweater. Like, and you know, typically like around January and February is when I put on like
warmer.
Gloves right. And like a scarf, because it gets a lot colder then. But typically I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm going to brave it out.
My coworker's like, why do you got a hoodie on? And that's 21 degrees outside. I'm like, I'm just walking from my car into the building. They're like, what if your car breaks down? What are you going to do? I'm like,
sit in the car?
Call AAA. It's like not like
it's not that big of a fucking deal.
You know?
It's like so stupid.
And if anything, I could always get on a bus and go home. You know what I'm saying? If my car breaks down or if it snows so much. Because if it started to snow and I don't think I could drive, I'd just take a bus. Hopefully it's still running. Because they like to shut shit down real quick here. Like
very,
the Metra.
Very quick.
The Metra, please. They see a flake of snow, they're like, delays. I'm like, but I do have you're to say, a train.
But I do have to say that they're, well, you know, it's because of the tracks. Like, I've seen it where I've like, when I'm driving to work and it's really cold, there's fire. Like, there's flames sparks. Coming off from the, to keep them hot. I'm like, aren't you afraid that's going to start another Chicago fire? Like, like, and then they'll do like the, like, you know, Andy Avalos will, from Channel 5, he'll like do a, like they'll send out the helicopter and you see this like, look at all the train tracks with the fire and the flame, and I'm like, that's gonna burn down the fucking city. I'm like, stop it. But anyway,
you know, I'm really surprised for a city that completely burned to the fucking ground,
down to the ground.
There is so much wood into the houses still. I mean, like right here outside, of our patios, like everything's wood.
Well, you know why? Because it's so expensive to like make it any other material. It's expensive. There's no way that they
can, like, we'd rather it just burn down and build a new one.
I don't think you were here. I don't think you were here during that time, but we had a lot of accidents with like back porches because
the balconies
were, yeah,
they talked about it at the condo association meeting that we had, because it was getting a little heated, but they were talking about how
did they get it?
Apparently the people that were inspecting all the balconies were like 18-year-old kids that worked for the mayor. And so they weren't doing their jobs. And then all of a sudden people started, their porches started collapsing, and because they weren't built to code and all
that's
that
awful.
Stuff.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, I mean, I remember when there was like a couple fires and literally like I mean, people died from like a porch above falling on top of them. Like, it's, I mean,
moral to the story, don't be on a porch.
Moral to the story, don't be building a wooden porch.
Don't move to Chicago. Go to somewhere else where that's less fire.
Stay away.
I'm trying to think.
God. So, I have another topic that we can talk about.
Stuff. I was thinking there's something in the news that I want to talk about. Oh, the Pope arriving.
Oh, shit.
I'm not Catholic or anything, but like, and I posted this on Facebook. I find it interesting. Like, I've been alive to see three popes. Like, John Paul. He was Pope forever, and then there was German Nazi one for a few minutes. Oh my god,
he was a dick.
And then this one. And out of the three that I know, that, because I really don't research the old ones or whatever,
right?
He seems like the kindest person.
Well, you know,
like, he doesn't seem like a corrupt person.
Well, I was telling my coworker, Smurfetters, because we were talking about that, because she was like, oh, you know, the Pope, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's still a lot of things that I disagree with him on, you know, like just normal, everyday, like topics that he still kind of has that very, you know, Catholic mentality and very Bible and whatever. But I do have to say that the good outweighs the bad with him for me. I watched the 2020 special on him, and it was very riveting to see like how people, like the reaction that people get from him. I mean, he was like basically Skyped in to like several locations. Like one was here, one was in, I think like Compton. And then there was another one, I want to say maybe in New York, but, he was like, the guys from 2020 went to the Vatican and interviewed him, and they satellite him in into these places, and like there were people that were had questions for him. I mean, I was bawling because like you see, like, you know, my mom's old boss got a chance to see him and like touch him and like interact with him, and he said that it's the one and only time in his life, even aside of the birth of his children, like it's the one and only time in his life where he literally was like, there was an electricity. Like it was, it was so overwhelming meeting a person of such stature. Like he just couldn't,
like, no control.
Yeah. Like he just was like, he couldn't put to words the feeling that he felt when he met him. And I've heard a lot of people actually say that when they, like, especially with John Paul, like that when they met him, the Polish one,
right?
That he, you know, there's just something so enigmatic about him. Like, it's just, you know,
but this one, like, this one is just different. Like, when you see him, and the things that he does, you're like, I've never seen a Pope do that before. So.
Right, right. And that's what I was telling Smurfetters. I was just saying to her that, like, I feel like he comes from such a genuine place that even I think sometimes he struggles with some of the things that we or I may not necessarily agree with him. I think he even struggles with that too, because he, I feel like he is one of those people that that's really who he is outside of his teachings and the Bible and all that stuff. And just like seeing like the way he makes people light up and just how good of a, like, he just seems like an overall, just a generally good person. I mean, for Christ's sake, he said, you know, churches should be taxed if they're not providing for the poor, because there's no reason that they should be making all this money if they're not
putting it back,
to the community, which, I mean, God, for millennia, we've been wanting to have that changed. And so to hear something like that, to hear that, you know, his stance on gay people and how, you know, who is he to judge and whatever, like, to hear stuff like that, like, it's just so forward thinking for the Catholic Church. And I feel like it puts us in a good place, you know, among the world, if you will. But, you know, of course he has his bad side, but I feel like the good just outweighs.
Well, it's also kind of good that he acknowledges that we have, that we're polluting the earth, that there's,
he's global, a scientist,
there's global warming. I mean, he acknowledges that that's happening, and that's like, never happened before.
Right. Well, you know what? The funny thing is, like, apparently, I think it was Jeb Bush recently said. God. Well, to be fair, out of all the Republicans, I think he's probably more of the front runner. I believe that he's more of the front runner for that party. Mm-hmm. Maybe him and then Carson.
You don't think Donald Trump at all?
Oh, girl, he's not even in the Republican Party. He's like in his own party.
He's in the
I don't give a fuck party.
The Hair for Men Club.
Yeah, but apparently his numbers are going down now. So anyway, so that's a good sign, right? But apparently Jeb Bush, which in saying all that, he says that the Pope should not speak on issues that are relating to science because he doesn't know what he's talking about. First of all,
squeeze me.
He's a scientist, so he knows what he's talking about. Because he, it was like, he's not a scientist. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So stop talking about global warming. You don't know that. You fucking Jeb Bush
doesn't fucking know anything. He's not a scientist,
and he should not be talking about immigration because his wife is Latino. He shouldn't be talking about anything that deals with the fucking climate because he's not a scientist
or poor people because he's fucking rich as hell.
Exactly. Like, I mean, just and. So, and then someone also was saying, like, one of my friends posted something about Donald Trump recently. And I'm like, no one should ever encourage that motherfucker to speak. Like, like, it just, no one.
His hair speaks enough.
Right. His hair speaks volume to him, too. So I just, you know, it was just kind of like one of those things, like, why are you even mentioning, why would you even say that? Do you know what you're talking about? Like, He is a scientist. He does know what he's talking about. And the fact that he acknowledges it and being a Catholic, that's insane. Mm. I mean, that puts him in a completely different arena than any of the popes before him. And it makes him actually a good person.
But he was like, he's been doing things like lifting the, I don't want to say punishment because I don't know the Catholic words for it, but like for divorce, right. Abortions, like the forgiveness for abortions
right.
And things like that. Like I think he's like more for the people and he wants the church to thrive. So you have to be able to go with the flow. And it's a dog.
He's whining.
Okay. It sounds like it's howling. Yeah. But you have to evolve with people. If your religion does not evolve, it eventually will go away.
Right. Because eventually, and you know,
that's what's happening with like Southern Baptist. And
right. Exactly. Here. Well, and I think there has been, I think that I read a report on Time Magazine that stated something along the lines of like, you know, in the last like 10 years, there's been a huge decrease in Catholicism and Christianity.
Just in religion.
But in religion overall, there's been a huge decrease in people joining and an increase in people being, you know, agnostic.
That's because they don't move ahead with social issues. You're not going to have someone that was born 18 years ago and have seen like evolution of people, right. Like with gay people and with like race, you know, they've seen things evolve. They're not going to go to a community that's stuck in 1812
right.
Or 1900.
Well,
it just doesn't happen.
Right. And then I think the other thing that I feel that he is providing for, you know, these people is, you know, the fact that, you know, going on that evolvement, like evolving, he's also kind of making sure that, you know what, yes, this is the general book that we abide by, but at the same time, you can't abide by these teachings and expect the world to do the same.
And
when the
it.
World is evolving at a much faster rate, and we need to be, as Christians, as Catholics, we need to be open to that. You know, evolution. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to be able to be like, okay, you know what? This is not a topic that's touched on, you know, in the Bible. How do we?
And it's like, I mean, we may be going on a little bit longer than we should about this because we're not religious people. But I guess because it just seems interesting. It, like, to me, like, he's doing what, like, in the Bible, like what Jesus would have done. He would have been with the poor people. He would have cleaned a poor person's feet. He would have
right.
done anything he could
to help
the kind of way that the Bible kind of like before, you know, hatred gets all mixed in with it, like what he was supposed to be as a person and what he did. So it, and I also love the fact that he's not like super like crazy and has to have like super mobile machines and shit. He's like, I'll just drive in a Fiat 500L.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many Fiats are going to be sold
and,
now?
And actually, it's not even a Fiat 500. I think it's a like a regular.
No, it's a 500L.
Oh, is
it's
it
the one
that looks like a little bus,
little taxi?
Yeah, a little taxi. I think the one thing that sort of when I first heard that he was being even like toted around as being, you know, chosen or even as a one of the choices, I remember they were saying like I remember reading that where he. Was he from Argentina?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I remember hearing that, like, the one of the biggest things that a lot of people, like really religious people, so like Catholics and whatever, in the system, the one thing they didn't like about him was, or that they worried was that when he first became whatever it is before being a pope, I think it's a bishop. Before he became
I think it's bishop, cardinal, and then pope.
So cardinal, when he was a cardinal, is when he was being nominated as a bishop to a cardinal, he said one thing and then switched. And when he switched to the people, meaning kind of the same idea like he did when he became pope. Because when he became pope, that's what they were worried about.
I think he like. When he became bishop,
God, whoever's wailing,
it's a little dog.
Is it a dog or is it a person?
No, it's a dog. It's probably just like by himself or something.
Oh, that's awful.
Like he was a person that gave up like all this stuff to become like the cardinal.
He lives. Well, doesn't he live with the nuns or something? Like he lives. I don't know. In a small apartment.
He doesn't like. Well, first. Like I was reading, he does not like being like pushed around in a huge vehicle.
No,
he would rather drive himself if he could. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. He has a really beat up car in Italy.
He doesn't like all the security guards.
Right.
He's like, take the glass off the Pope Mobile.
Right. Like, right. Because he didn't have that either. Like, right. And when I remember when he was, when I saw him driving, which by the way, this is the one thing that I hate about American media. And I don't know if this happens across the world as well. I mean, I'm sure it does, especially in places that are like big and urbanized, but I just hate the whole fucking media spectacle. Like why do we need to have 18 hours of him coming around in his fucking Pope Mobile? Like no one needs to see that. Like I get that he's a huge figure and
well,
I get
guess
that.
Because people, well, he does, the Pope doesn't come to America often. So no, it's not
he
something
doesn't.
That happens.
Right, right, right. It only happens. Well, I think John Paul didn't. I think he came like once or twice, maybe. I don't think he came often either. But I understand why it happens. I get that it's a big deal.
But 18 hours is ridiculous. Like,
come
an
on.
Hour maybe or.
I want to see cool, Joy Behar and Whoopi and all of them at fucking 10 o'clock in the morning with The View. I don't want to be interrupted.
Right.
I want to see Ellen.
First
DeGeneres at 3 o'clock. I don't want to be interrupted by you guys sitting there with a fucking video camera pointed at the street with tens and thousands of people like screaming because the Pope is going to drive by. Like, I don't need to see that. Like, I just feel like that's so, it's a waste of time. Like, get to the matter at hand.
If it's America, I'm sure. Because, yeah. I mean, we'll film anything.
Well, because remember, they did the same thing when Princess Diana died. I mean, I understand that's a huge, you know, deal because it you know, it was their princess and whatever, but like, come on, like, that's so sad. I know
that always makes me sad,
but you know what, though, honestly, like, it makes me and it kind of like chokes me up a little bit, but like, it makes me so happy that her kids are such good people and that, like, for example, Harry, like, he seems to be like
the following young one. Kind of why is he a hot ginger? That's not even supposed to happen in my world. Like, I'm not even supposed to register him on a spectrum.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, oh.
But you do because he's hot.
Hot ginger.
But I love that she, you know, raised such good people.
But she didn't even really get a chance to raise them. That's the sad part. I mean, they were only five and seven or something.
But I feel like it was like.
It carried on.
Right, right. Like, I think it was what she taught them while she was here on Earth. And I don't know. I just feel like they're very special kids. Like, I just feel like they inherited their mother's, a lot kindness. Of their mother's kindness. And like, and then just every time I see, like, I just recently saw pictures of Harry, and he was like doing some like volunteer stuff and like helping. I'm just thinking, like, that's how you do life when your parents pass away, that are, or when your parent passes away and it's, and they're a huge figure, and that's what you do. You don't do the Kardashian,
like
you do
Bobby
that.
Christina, she should have carried on with the good part of her mom's life, but something happened and she went CPC 99 forever. Yeah,
she did. Well, but it just, it's, I'm happy that they are, you know, she would be really proud of them if she was still around. And I'm happy that they, you know, ended up being really good people. And, you know, it seems like they're continuing that legacy in, you know, in their mom, because they didn't have to. I mean, you know, they could have totally, you know, turned the different direction and been messes, but they didn't. You know, they ended up being really good people. I hope that I hope that his wife, what's her name? Princess Kate. Mm-hmm. Is that her name? Yeah.
Kate.
I hope, because it seems like she's, a lot
she's
of people,
Duchess, not Princess.
Duchess. She, a lot of people have said that she's following in her, you know, in Princess Anna's footsteps. So I think that's kind of cool. But I don't know. They just, that whole like family fascinates me, but not in the sense of like, oh my God, because they're royalty. But I just feel like there's so much history with that family in general. Like, it's just fascinating. I don't know. But anyways.
So we got 10 minutes for an hour show. So
do you want to do a half hour one?
We could probably do a half hour.
Okay.
So,
because we didn't intend for this one to be an hour.
We'll go ahead and end this one and then we'll start a new one. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right. You guys, so we're going to end this. We're going to record another show. You'll hear it later on in the week.
Yes.
We're hoping to do a car cast today. I'm not for sure, because now it's getting kind of late and Tony's not here yet, so I have to figure out what's going on.
Right. And it is getting darker, or will it start getting darker a lot earlier? Oh,
I think he's here now.
Yeah.
So this is Ricky.
And this is Link.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys, and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys, and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Okay, we're testing.
Testing, testing. America, can you hear me?
And okay.